going back to work at American. Chuck Yeager's court declaration is ruled a sham. And the space shuttles are retired, but the space plane will soar again. This is Aero News for Monday, November 26, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. If you're a furloughed pilot in American Airlines, the Thanksgiving holiday brought more than turkey and all the trimmings. The airline's vice president of flight, Captain John Hale, announced Wednesday that the airline will begin recalling pilots effective January of 2013. In making the announcement, Hale credited operational needs combined with recent and expected retirements for creating the recall opportunities. He says the airline expects to recall about 40 pilots per month for the foreseeable future. Meanwhile, American continues to work its way through bankruptcy and still must resolve a labor dispute with its pilots union. It's not just anyone who could stand up and call a statement by Chuck Yeager a sham, but a three-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit in San Francisco, California, has done just that. The court's ruling was made in a case filed by Yeager against Ed and Connie Bolin, retired commercial airline captains and owners of the website Aviation Autographs, which sells aviation-related memorabilia, including items related to or signed by Yeager. In 2008, Yeager brought 11 claims against the Bolins, including violations of the Federal Lanham Act, California's common law right to privacy, and California's statutory right to publicity. At his deposition, Yeager did not recall answers to approximately 200 questions, including questions on topics central to his own lawsuit. Approximately 3 months later, on the same day the Bolins filed for summary judgment, Yeager filed a declaration that contained many of the facts that he allegedly could not remember during his deposition, despite attempts to refresh his recollection. A district court granted the Bolins' request for summary judgment, and Yeager appealed. In ruling against Yeager, the appeals court found that the lower court was correct when it concluded that it was implausible that Yeager could refresh his recollection so thoroughly by reviewing several documents in light of the extreme number of questions to which he had answered he could not recall during his deposition, and the number of exhibits used during the deposition to try to refresh his recollection. Because of the tremendous disparity and contradictions between Yeager's earlier deposition and his later declaration, the court called the declaration a sham, a decision the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has now upheld. America's fleet of space shuttles may now be museum relics, but the Air Force says its distant cousin, the space plane, will fly again, probably next month. The shuttle-like X-37B space plane was to have launched on its third flight tomorrow, but after another delay, the new projected launch date is December 11th, according to the United Launch Alliance website. The first of the two prototype spacecraft launched April 10th of 2010 and stayed in space for 7 months. Space plane number two launched in March 2011 and remained aloft for more than a year. This next launch will mark the return to space for that first prototype. The space plane is unique because of its ability to go into orbit and return to Earth by landing on a runway, rather than simply falling to Earth by parachute as other spacecraft do. That special ability also makes the space plane significantly more expensive than other spacecraft. Despite support from the Air Force, the Union of Concerned Scientists said in a news release recently that while the plane can carry out a range of missions, in each case there are better, more efficient, and more cost-effective ways of accomplishing them. And because it is an Air Force project and its details are classified, the plane has generated confusion, speculation, and in some cases, concern about its actual purpose. Laura Grego, a senior scientist with UCS's Global Security Program, said in the news release, quote, "In a time of tightening budgets, the administration and Congress should take a close look at the X-37B program and figure out why they're spending money on a program that has no persuasive rationale," end quote. Well, TSA is calling off the dogs, literally. The agency has announced plans to end its canine breeding program at Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio, Texas. The breeding program that includes two full-time federal employees was budgeted at $1.8 million for fiscal year 2012, but it appears that dog just won't hunt. TSA says in its online blog that much larger investments would be needed to take the program to the next level, like $4 million just for facilities. As a result, the agency has decided to phase out the program in an effort to best manage taxpayer dollars. While the breeding program is scheduled to cease all operations by mid-year 2013, TSA recognizes that canines are a vital part of its layers of security, so the agency says it will be expanding its canine training operations at Lackland Air Force Base. One can only wonder how much of our $4 million taxpayer dollars will actually be saved, or if it will instead simply be better managed by moving from the breeding budget to the training budget. When Aero News continues, wreckage from a 2004 accident is found in New Zealand, getting home with a little help from his friends, and the midnight hour is approaching in Hawaii.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Aero News continues now for Monday, November the 26th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Recently discovered wreckage of an aircraft found by New Zealand police is reported to be that of a helicopter that went down in January 2004, carrying a British woman and her New Zealand boyfriend. The woman was London resident Hannah Timmings. Timmings had been on a six-month backpacking tour of New Zealand when the accident occurred. New Zealand resident Campbell Montgomery was the pilot on the flight. The London Telegraph reports that Montgomery had been a qualified pilot. He was flying the helicopter on what was described as a, quote, scenic trip, end quote, from Queenstown, an alpine resort, to a beauty spot on New Zealand's South Island known as Milford Sound, popular with glacier sightseeing tours. The paper reports that the wreckage was spotted by another tour helicopter, and an alpine rescue team was sent to the area. That team has confirmed that it is the missing aircraft. Authorities are now performing DNA testing to positively identify the remains found at the accident site. Police say that the wrecked aircraft may have been hidden by snow over these intervening years. So you've just completed construction of your Lancair Evolution in Redmond, Oregon, and now it's time to fly home. But home is 13,000 miles away in Pretoria, South Africa. Decisions, decisions. If you're Arnold Pistorius, you hire a professional ferry service, in this case, Elite Pilot Services, to get the aircraft home. EPS, based in Bend, Oregon, was formed specifically to service the growing Evolution ownership with test flying, phased one flying, training, and ferry services. But even for them, this was no joyride. In a news release, EPS says pilots Bob Jeffrey and David Robinson covered the 13,000-mile journey in just under 60 flight hours. Their route took them from Canada, across the North Atlantic to Switzerland, on to Spain, and then south along the east coast of Africa. In all, there were 25 landings in 18 countries. They encountered weather conditions ranging from 140-knot tailwinds to icing to low ceilings, which had to be waited out, and thunderstorms that had to be dodged along the way. The PT-6-powered Lancair Evolution performed flawlessly, however, with zero maintenance issues for the entire trip, which ended in Pretoria, South Africa, on November the 16th, 2012. The clock is ticking for students in Hawaii to enter the Alaska Airlines Paint the Plane contest. The contest is a partnership between the airline, Hawaii State Department of Education, and the Hawaii Association of Independent Schools, and encourages students to create artwork honoring the unique culture of the Aloha State. Students in kindergarten through 12th grade from public, private, and home schools across the state have just until November the 30th to submit designs that best capture the, quote, spirit of the islands, end quote. The student with the winning submission will get his or her design painted on an Alaska Airlines aircraft, a trip for four to any of the carrier's destinations, and a $5,000 scholarship. Now, being from Texas and well beyond any level of schooling, I'm not eligible. Still, I'm thinking rainbows, hula skirts, and surfboards just might be a winning combination. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks as always for listening, and you're now cleared for departure.